as the Jewish people leave Egypt, we're told v'chamushim alu bnei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim, that they go out v'chamushim. And the question is, what does the word v'chamushim mean? It is not a common word that we find in Tanakh. So one possibility is that they left armed. And the reason for that is that it's going to answer up a question in the future. How do they have weapons when they fight Amalek? V'chamushim alu bnei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. Okay. Another possibility is that v'chamushim means a fifth left Egypt. Four-fifths, according to the Medrash, died during the Makkah of Choshech. And so, this is the remnant, v'chamushim, one-fifth is going to leave Egypt. It's another possibility. The Rabbi Rasner quotes a beautiful, beautiful explanation. He says, v'chamushim alu bnei Yisrael, there's two possibilities. One is that every single family left with five children. And another possibility is that they left with a special mitzvah in their hand. So the question is, first of all, statistically, the likelihood of every single family having five children is almost impossible. There had to be some outlier, someone who only had one kid, someone who had 10 kids. What is it? How is it possible that everybody left with five children? And secondly, just a good question is, what is this mitzvah that we're told that they go out in their hand with? So he offers a beautiful, beautiful explanation. And the explanation goes as follows. It actually has a lot to do with the idea that a fifth of the Jewish people only left Egypt. The question is, I understand that the adults were not deserving of redemption. They were bad people. They had stooped to such levels that they were not deserving of redemption. But how can you say that the children died? What did the children do? They're just kids. Beautiful, beautiful pshat. What happened? V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael. Everybody went out with five children. What does it mean, everybody went out with five children? It's that there were four-fifths of the Jewish people that died. It was only the adults. Those people had children, and someone had to take those children with them out of Egypt. Who did it? How did it happen? Beautiful, beautiful possibility is that what happened was each Jewish family adopted four-fifths of those children and said, I will take them with me. Those will be my responsibility. And so when each family leaves Egypt, they're leaving with five sets of children, their own and four other people's families. It's a remarkable thing because usually when you go on a vacation, a long trip, the last thing in the world you want is extra kids, and certainly not someone else's kids. V'chamushim, says the Torah, is that each Jew felt the responsibility to take with them everybody else's children. And so not one Jewish family, not one Jewish group of children was left without a family member to be responsible for it. And then what was the special mitzvah that each Jewish family had in their hands? They had this mitzvah of taking ownership and responsibility for all of these other families. That's a beautiful way of looking at V'chamushim. Have a great day.